There's a beautiful married woman of a certain age. She's got a thirst for expensive tastes and very low wages. She's got recipe books everywhere and she marks all the pages. And she's a very good cook. Yeah, she's a very good cook. There's a dutiful married woman with a beautiful smile. And the one thing you know for certain is she's very stylistic. She's got a complicated mind, but she likes to keep it simplistic. She looks very sweet when she's doing her zen. And I can't wait till she gets home. If she's going to be late, she always phones so that no news is good news. She's got a hell of a job, but it's only 18 and a half hours, which leaves her room in her life for sunsets and flowers, and reading and writing and drawing hot baths and cool showers, strong beer and weak tea, red wine and for me. She's a worldly girl, she can really be quite ethnic. She's an ethical girl, bohemian, artistic. She's very down to earth, but undeniably mystic. She's morally sound, head high with her feet on the ground. And I like it best when we're on our own. But she's got so many friends, it's hard to get her alone. But when I do, she makes it worth it. Oh, she's the ideal specimen. She's dumbfoundly mute. She's a Christian at heart with Catholic roots. Oh, she's so cute. She leaves me quaking in my boots. She taught me how to be pedantic. She's a romanticized romantic. And it's not just a matter of semantics, because I don't have the vocabulary to say what she means to me. She gives me food for thought, offers it to me.